Thank you for joining me today here on Daily Inspiration. As we take a look at the Word of God, I have a passage here in 2 Timothy that I'm going to read here today. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. The verse that I was meditating on here in this passage is verse 3, where Paul writes that the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. They won't put up with it anymore, but according to their own desires, they're going to heap up or choose their own teachers. People, they're going to choose teachers who and preachers who say things that the people want to hear. And I certainly believe that we are living in those times, perhaps more than ever, where people are choosing their teachers, choosing their own ministry because of how pleasing preaching is, how pleasing to their ears, and not because of sound doctrine. You know, when we choose someone, or when we have a choice in who we want to listen to, that should be our main criteria. Are they teaching sound doctrine, does it tickle our ears, or does it sound well? And as I ponder on this, you know, I think another scripture that goes well with this is 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders rule well. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. So I think it's appropriate if we have a teacher, an elder, who is teaching sound doctrine, that we honor them. And I don't think it's inappropriate to let them know that we appreciate them and the work that they're doing, that we appreciate their labors, because it is a work and it is a labor to study God's word so that a person can teach sound doctrine. But we want to not only endure sound doctrine, we want to seek sound doctrine. We want to seek that out, to search it out and to pursue teachers who teach sound doctrine. And then we also are called to honor them and to appreciate them, those who labor in the word and doctrine. And and bless them for their time and their effort. And that's my thought for today. And I pray that you can be blessed and encouraged and find God's word fulfilling your own needs there, that the Lord will meet you as you study his word. God bless.